welcome to episode 23 of the New Baby Who Dis podcast. It's been a fucking minute since I have done an episode on this thing. And I feel, you know, 2022, new year, new me. So I'm starting off with a bang. Today I have two guests from the same family, one recurring guest, and his lovely partner. So who I have on the podcast is Sean and his partner Jax. And the reason I have them on the podcast, because they've done something that really, I think, a lot of people would love to hear, because I believe a lot of people are scared to do it, especially with kids. And the reason I want you guys on here and to explain from the beginning, basically, I'll kind of break it down what they decided to do. They're both hairstylists and they decided to quit their jobs, basically, that the hair salon that they were at, and come together to start their own hair salon. So, okay, hold on. So Sean and Jax, what are the age of your kids?
Piper will be 7 in February, which is crazy. And Quinn just turned 2, like 2 weeks ago.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. So you have a 7-year-old, you have a 2-year-old. So Piper is in grade 1.
Yeah. Well, wow. Not currently. School is closed, but yes.
Oh yeah. Right.
Usually
right.
In grade 1.
Perfect. Okay. So you guys have a 7-year-old and a 2-year-old. You were living in North Vancouver. And when did the conversation start? When you were like, hey, maybe we should move out to Langley and open up our salon. What are that? Like, I don't know who wants to take the lead, but
the conversation has been an ongoing conversation for a few years. Years now. So,
okay. So you were going into, okay, so you guys are chilling in your North Van apartment. What light bulb went off? What was your brain at? Like, you guys have 2 kids. You obviously, did this start happening before Quinn?
Like, way before Quinn. Like, we were talking about doing something. Whether we should, yeah, probably a couple years before Quinn, maybe, like, on and off thinking about it. And
I feel like Sean's wanted to start a business for like the last 7 years. Consistently. Wow.
Since
like,
Piper, before Piper. Yeah.
Piper's age.
Yeah, yeah, Piper, yeah, before Piper was, I really was like, getting to that point of like, I think I want to do this. And then Piper came and it was like, you know, different priorities and let's kind of do what we're doing because we're doing good, you know, like we're not doing bad. But
yeah.
I think I've always wanted to do it for myself anyway, business-wise. But I think the moving thing really came in. We were thinking about it. Jax has all of her family out here. And it was like, it kind of makes sense. But it really started moving when we went to Australia, actually. And we went for a trip when Piper was 4 to Australia. And Jax has family out there. And we had just the best trip. Like we were talking about the other day. One of the best trips of our like lives. You know, lives together. Mm-hmm. Lives together, definitely. But lives even separately, probably one of the best ones. And it was like, damn, let's move out here. Yeah. You know, like, why? Like, what the fuck? Canada's cold, man. Like, it rains. We live in a goddamn rainforest. Like, what are we doing? Like, we can live in the sun. And she said it to me early on when we were dating. And I was like, you're crazy. Like, I love Canada, like snowboarding and this and that. And but yeah, the rain gets to you. I've lived in rain my whole life. So, yeah, we were like, let's look into doing it and get your citizenship and go that route. And then we can look at that. So we came back and we were like, okay, like, let's look at these options, what we want to do with our lives. You know, we've kind of
to move to Australia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we started
getting
a bit of the ball rolling and we talked to the family out there and told them it's something we would like to do, but we have to kind of go with what we want to do. And then, we were thinking about kids and how old Piper was and where we were at with our lives. And we were like, well, we've got to save and do this to go to ours. We don't just want to jump. Like, do we want to have a kid first and then move, or do we want to move and then see if we like it and then come back and have a kid? And Piper was 4 at this point, so you start thinking about those things, right? As parents, you're like, man, like, how big a gap do we want, you know? Like, and how right. how do we want to deal with it? Like, life comes at you fast, really, honestly.
Yeah.
And then yeah, we yeah. were like, okay, I think realistically, let's do kid, then we've got 2 years to save. We'll get a flight. You know, we're planning this. We'll get a flight before 2 years, free flight for right. her. And then the three of us can fly out one way and then we can start our lives out there. And we're like, okay, sweet. This is our plan, you know? And we weren't planning on it, but much like Piper, we got pregnant very quickly when we like made the decision to not try, you know, where we're like, yeah. okay, you know, this is a crazy decision.
The best yeah. decision you've ever That's made. It.
This yeah. is a crazy decision. But like, okay, let's not go head first into this and try and have kids. Let's just like not
take the goalie out of the
yeah, net. not yeah. try to not have kids anymore. And then we had another one like immediately. And it was like, okay, I guess this is kind of perfect though, because got the ball rolling, you know, and we're like, okay. And so Rose,
I mean, it wasn't immediately.
It was pretty quick it after we come back from Oz that February.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Quinn. Sorry, I got yeah. lost there.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, with Quinn. Quinn. Yeah, we with Quinn. We came back from Oz that February, March, and we had her that December.
We got pregnant in April.
Yeah.
Oh fuck yeah! Because
yeah,
because Piper was 4.
Yeah,
turning 5, I guess. Yeah, right?
Gonna about to turn 5.
No, she just turned 4.
She just turned 4 in Australia. We did her birthday over there. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nice. So we came back and we were like, okay, we got pregnant, and so that they're like, kids come in December. We're like, okay, so kids come in December. Like, let's kind of we'll set ourselves up and then get ready to buckle down and do a year of like maternity, you know, and not earning as mm-hmm. much and kind of figuring a plan mm-hmm. with that. And then we were like, we'll do kind of like 8 months of hard saving, both working, and then we'll go, move. You know, yeah. we'll move and just do it. And then December, what was it? December 2019, is that? Yeah, December yeah. 2019. What happened? Born. What happened yeah. March 2020?
Yeah.
Corona. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So changed then the plans a little bit.
Changed the plans, but we were like, you know what? Like it stopped us working a bit, but we were like, we can still make this work because Jax was on maternity anyway. We can kind of go, and yeah, just started changing the plans from there. And then I stopped doing hair. As you know, I went and did landscaping for a bit to just work in like a small crew with my cousin, just me and him, and then.
So all of 2020 in your guys' brains, you were moving to Australia.
No, before 2019, when Quinn was born, we were like, yeah. oh, okay. Like Quinn is born. We're going to do 2020 is going to be like mat leave, bunker down. 2021 is going to be the year we save a bunch of money and work really hard. And then we're going to move before she turns 2. Like
yeah.
that's what's going to happen. And then
that was your plan.
That was the plan. Yeah. yeah. And then wow. and then the universe was like, no, it is not your plan. Your plan.
In fact, it's nobody's plan.
It's like,
nobody. I was gonna say the universe said absolutely no one's got yeah, a plan.
Exactly. Yeah. The universe said stop pretending to make plans and yeah. And we had to change yeah. plans.
So we yeah, so from there we did that. We did probably what everybody did, a bit of like mulling and chilling cooking. At the beginning and yeah. cooking and changing our lives and doing anything you can and banging pots for everybody. And, you know, you're just living through it being like, oh, you know, a couple months, it'll be done by summer. It'll be done by this. And then, you know, we really started thinking about what we want to be doing. I went back to doing hair and Jackie finished maternity and it's still like, Corona and we're still doing, and it was kind of like, man, what do we want to do here, you know, like what like yeah. what do
Slowly
we think
growing
we're,
out of our and apartment.
Oz is basically a not starter with what's going on or what happened over there, like in
yeah.
how strict they were well, yeah. and stuff, so
you're not really going to Australia
exactly
yet.
So yeah, it was a bit crazy, and then yeah, something we've talked about was coming out here and seeing what we want to do. And yeah, Jackie's sister actually lived in a garden suite in her dad's house that her dad like built out, beautiful suite, you know, and she was staying there when she needed to, kind of thing, and save up for a house and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so mm-hmm. she did that, and then she moved out, and honestly, her and her guy and the kids, they were like, we found a place and we're gonna buy it. And we were all like, oh, that's great. And then we're all like, man, Vancouver's market is crazy. Like, I wonder if they're gonna get it, you know, like straight away. And they did, which is incredible. But it really got the ball rolling for us, where they were like,
we basically went away for a camping trip, and my sister had like messaged our group chat being like, we bought the house. Yeah. And my dad messaged us basically being like, so do you guys want the suite? Because he always joked about us like taking it next. And so we went away camping, yeah. and we were like, okay, we've got some like decisions to make around the campfire for the next 4 nights. So yeah, that's where it all kind of culminated, I guess. And we spent 4 days chatting it over and trying to decide what we wanted our lives to look like. And we basically came back from camping and both gave a month's notice at work. And we had no idea where we were going to work or what was going to happen with that. But we knew that we had an opportunity to move and like get some support while we try and do something. So we just jumped, I guess. Yeah.
I know. I mean, that's the name of the game. You guys did exactly what you know, what people are so scared to do.
Shook it up.
I didn't know it happened so quick.
Oh, yeah.
So you're telling me like the beginning of the camping trip to the end of the camping trip was the turning point of the Australia vision to a brand new vision.
I think the Australia vision.
Yeah, the Australia vision died earlier, and we just didn't have one in between.
Yeah, we were the Australia is like Australia is something that we're both still like we would love to do.
One day.
You know, like like if we get an opportunity, and as our life is going on its path, and that opportunity arises again, we'll probably take it. You know, if we get the chance to, and like. I think looking back at previous points in our life, we were like, man, if we'd gone then, it would have been so easy, you know? So I think looking forward now, we're a bit more open to being like, if the opportunity arises, let's just do it, you know? Kind of like with this, you know, where it was like, well, the opportunity arose. And it did really happen that weekend, honestly, camping. We went away and we were both kind of, like everybody, frustrated with everything and plugging away at work. And it's like, what do we do? How can we make this? And you know, like we've spoken before, and I'm sure on the other time I was on here, I said it where it's like, we don't have any family close by, you know, like we have great friends, but having family is something a bit different, you know, in my opinion anyway. Like my friends are amazing, but you know, having Jack's dad nearby is like, and stepmom is invaluable, kind of thing. So we, once it kind of came up, we were like, we don't want to kind of screw around. Sorry, I'm playing with Piper's necklace here. It's just, toys everywhere around me. Like just toys. Oh, yeah. Here, let me put on my doctor set for you quickly.
Cocomelon?
It's Cocomelon. If you don't know, don't find out.
I've heard mixed reviews from Cocomelon. We only started letting Bailey watch TV basically like 2 weeks, three weeks ago. So we did pretty good. Pretty good. But it's now getting to a point where
you're like,
she wakes up. And she's,
that's nice.
This is her new thing.
I'm glad you kept it from her for so long.
Wait till they start talking. Quinn is just like, Quinn wakes up, right? Wakes up in the morning. We're like, oh, damn, she's up early because she just is straight up early. Get her into bed.
Okay, what's early? Hold on.
You can't complain about how early Quinn's up because she's like an angel child, like 7 to 7.30. Sometimes 6.30.
No, like 6.30, I'd say. But I know that's too early. But she's also 2 now. So, you know.
What time does she go to bed? She goes to bed 7. Around 8.
7. Yeah.
That's not bad.
She does good. She does pretty good. But yeah, she'll be like Cocomelon.
What were you saying?
Cocomelon cereal.
Okay. Cocomelon oatmeal.
Daddy, cocomelon cereal. Oh, yeah, until you're oatmeal. Piper cereal.
She's so cute when she asks for things. I think because she has a big sister, she is just so used to asking for things as well. Like, Piper will ask first, and then she asks. So any question now that she asks, she puts a two on the end of it. So she'll be like, can I have cereal too? And you're like,
yeah.
As well as who? What? Who do you?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Mom, I have water too.
Yeah.
I have water and cocomelon too.
I have cocomelon too. You're like, sure.
Like, you can have anything.
You can have it if you want. Yeah.
You can have anything. Yeah. You can have anything you want.
Here you go. Here's my TV.
Yeah.
Sure. I don't watch it anyway. It's not something I do. Like, yeah.
No, of course not.
Unless it's after 8:30, and even then. It's not. Piper usually ruins it.
No.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah.
There's so many things. I wish I should start writing. Yeah, I know. Down
what were we talking about before I interrupted?
So the camping trip.
Yeah.
You guys were thinking about all this stuff.
Yeah.
But since it's a kid podcast and us becoming parents, when did did the discussion be like, okay, we have Piper, we have Quinn, what are we going to do with them? Do you guys look at schools? Did that even come into a factor?
That's probably the thing that it was like, if we go now, we can get her into school beginning of the year versus going later. So that was probably what really was like, let's do it. Like, if we do it now, we could quit our jobs. And honestly, we had no idea. We both know we're confident in what we do. We know some hair salons. Like, Jax had some connections that she could get into a salon potentially, and she could work. And we were like, we'll settle and get the girls going. I think a big factor was Piper getting into school when she could get in, so that she wasn't like the new kid, you know, in grade one. And we were like, let's do it now. We had the opportunity to do it.
You wanted her there day one.
For sure. That was a big thing. Like, even getting her into school, we were like, we had to, you know, proof of address, and Jax and I had to go change our driving licenses and get just everything done very quickly so that,
That's what I'm at. Yeah, that's from, like, tell me the steps that you went through. Like,
Crazy. Like, it depends on the school district how they do school sign up. So, in North Vancouver, you register for kindergarten the December before kindergarten happens. There's a big information parent night.
Get your pen out, bro. You should be writing this down right now.
So there,
I got 4 years.
That's what I said.
Big.
I might be in Australia.
I was like, I got 4 years and Jackie. I'll be great.
There's usually a big parent information night that you go to, but I don't know what they do with that now with COVID. But you sign your kid up in December before the September start. And they basically, we did it for French immersion, so we had a very small list of schools that we were going for, but you're usually just in your district school and they'll let you know.
Oh.
But in the Langley School District, you have to go, the school district doesn't place you, you go to the school and they do their own intake. So it was kind of crazy because schools aren't open until the day after Labor Day, basically, or the week before Labor Day week. They the teachers go in to set every,
which is
the September start, you know, when school starts in September,
right?
Teachers only go back a week before. So we had to wait until the week before school was starting to apply at Piper's school and find out if they had space for her, 4 days before the year started. And then if they didn't...
You had no idea.
And then if they didn't have space for her, they would find placement at the next nearest school that had a spot for her. But it down to the wire. We moved on August 28th. We applied for school on August 29th. We left for a wedding until September 4th. And then school started on the 6th. And we were waiting to hear if she was in. So we got the email the Monday on Labor Day before the Tuesday school start. And it was we got into our neighborhood school. We were so, so pumped for it. But
Walking distance.
It's a bit
10 minutes.
School.
It's crazy.
The school districts are growing like crazy right now. So there's a
Well, that's the first thing I think I talked about on the first or second episode. People were telling us that like you have to get in waiting lists.
Oh, North Van like, as well. Like going way ahead of yourself. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like yeah, couple years
yeah.
here.
Yeah, we were.
I will say it's easier to get into a toddler program than an infant program if you're doing daycare, because there's more spaces for toddler programs because their ratios are higher for how many students they can have per teacher. But if you're doing like the infant program, like the babies to 2 year olds, then you need to sign up early.
We definitely are. Yeah, we're not doing that. Well, yeah.
Because
yeah.
we didn't start Piper till she was three. So I applied in December and she was in March.
Right. That's still like a pretty, like, I mean, I guess not that
it's far. 4 months.
It's 4 months.
Yeah, it's not that bad. Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit. Okay.
I mean, works. It's different for people, right? Because 4 months for us wasn't that bad because we can really flex our schedules. Whereas some people with rigid schedules, it's like, get on those lists early. Yeah.
She couldn't get into any daycares for her like 2 year old, and she had to go back to work. So they had to pay for nannies, and then nannies kept leaving, and then it was
like that. Sounds like a nightmare. Crazy.
Yeah, I've heard some nightmare stories. I mean, we're hairstylists; we could tell you stories.
You guys do have tons of stories. Do you guys come home and you're just like bouncing stories off each other? I don't want you guys to tell your dirty secrets, but
there's like client stylist,
it's like client, stuff. It's like doctor client confidentiality. You know,
is that a thing? Yeah. So.
We're also,
I mean, you guys own a salon now, so I think you guys can change your rules.
I do most of Sean's secrets.
Yeah.
Sean
yeah.
knows most of mine.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, about you guys both being hairstylists, talk a bit about, this is all happening, the camp, or you guys decided the camping.
Yeah.
You guys, I remember Sean was telling me about your schedules and stuff. Do you think, you know... Did you guys have a idea, I guess, or was it easy for you? Like, hey, I'm going to work days, you're going to work nights. Like, did you guys make it work, or was it difficult? Like,
yeah, I think before we opened the salon and before we knew what we were doing, like our plan was basically for me to go to work for a while Sean did the stay-at-home dad thing and planned our business, essentially, like found a space and did all that stuff.
Another job out in Langley?
Yeah. So, sorry. That was our plan was basically I was going to get a stylist job somewhere at a different salon and be the worker person while Sean was doing the behind the scenes work for opening our business.
Yeah. But backstory, 1 second. We were like, if we're going to Langley, we are opening a salon.
Yeah.
You know, like.
Well, exactly. I kind of meant in North Van, like, when you guys were dealing with the kids, when you first had kids.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Yeah.
It's all relevant.
No. Yeah.
But when you guys were, when we guys were still in North Van, you've now decided, okay, we're out to Langley. We have to figure out how to quit our jobs.
Yeah.
Leave our apartment while scheduling and the kids. And what month was this? Was it July?
End of July. We basically gave our notice
July 28th.
Yeah, right then. And then I gave it my notice at my salon right then, I think.
And the kids weren't in school.
August. Part summer.
There, so someone had to be with her at all times.
But our schedule's been flipped for the last 7 years. Yeah, we're always back and forth.
Yeah,
one has the kids, one works. One has the kids for as long as humanly possible.
You are the stay-at-home parent or the career person.
Yeah,
that's it. That's your day.
And it's kind of the terrible, beautiful thing is that it's like we both work our careers slash, you know, 40, or I think we do under 40, both of us, but like 35 hours a week or whatever it is that we need, whilst also being able to be a full-time parent to the girls and have our time with them. Yeah. It just kind of, that's why our time is very precious, where it's like, okay, like, go to bed, say 8 o'clock, I'll beat you. I like have this much time to sleep and this much time with your mom, and it's yeah. I do.
No, he's just trying to be nice because he wants to have good time with you, Jax. Okay.
Get the
he's
old
gonna,
cricket.
He's going to beat the kids. Saying,
I don't.
Disclaimer. I don't. For legal purposes. Disclaimer. This is a joke.
Yeah. We do not support violence. Yeah. We do not hit our kids.
English humor. Older English people get it.
Yeah.
Right? Just a quick beating.
Grab wooden spoon.
Wooden spoon. Right? Just going to say it.
The Irish guy knows,
Once you hear that wooden spoon rattling around, you're fucking off.
You're dumb.
I got that wooden spoon so many times, I can't even tell you.
Yeah. Australian. New Zealander. Yeah. That's it.
My dad is a large king. Yeah. That's it.
Now we'd be going to jail. So.
Says something about that heritage back there. Yeah.
Hey, made us stronger.
Hey, made us stronger.
But I was going to say.
Thicker skull.
So that means someone's at work, someone's at home. So you never had help, basically. How many times would you both be at home?
Not often.
We had Friday nights off together.
Yeah, Friday nights.
3 till 9. We'd work.
After time with Piper doing it. Time with Piper doing it. And you know what? In Australia was really a big turning point, I think, for a lot of things where we were like, we need to make time. Like, we have to.
I think we spent 5 weeks together, which was the longest we'd ever spent together because we got pregnant very early in our relationship. So we didn't have a lot of time to just be the two of us. And we spent this, 5 weeks in Australia just having the best time. And I was like, hey, I like hanging out with you. I would like to do more of that. So, whatever we need to do with our lives to not continue to work these opposite schedules just to, survive and be parents to our kids and make enough money to live our lives, whatever we need to do to spend more time together, let's do that. That's the next
it's plan. That eternal man, how much money do we make for this 6 hours? How much? And then it's how much is it worth it? Is it worth it? And you're no, it's not. I as much as I like my job or this, I like the people I work with, or it's not worth it. No, it's not worth it for the family time. And you know what? I've said to you before, I very much want to spend time with my girls. And I'm so grateful that I get that opportunity because I have a partner that's willing to work those opposite schedules to me, that I get to be a parent. It's hard, but I love it, you know? But having the family time is the most important thing. And we were we'd really sacrificed that for a long time without realizing probably even what effect it was having on our relationship until Australia. And then it was we need to take this time.
And I just want to say when it's a means to an end, sometimes you do have to hustle and do those things. Sean and I are we've just opened a salon. So we're back on opposite schedules again, but because it's to grow a future where we can spend more time together. So it's not necessarily about, being on the grind all the time. It's about investing our time into the business right now so that later our business can work for us and we can spend more time investing in our family. So I think it's fine to have to work the opposite schedules. If there's people out there that are doing it, we salute you for sure. But make sure there's an end goal to it. And I think now we have an end goal, which is exciting.
Yeah. Well, that's what we didn't have before Australia, which is probably what was our downfall, is that we were just working that struggle, which probably so many people are going through, where it's what do we do different? What do we do different? And I think that's the thing is sometimes you have to take that moment. And Australia was our turning point where we were is that little bit of money worth it for that night of, playing games or watching Harry Potter or, we will sit and watch movies or we will just finish playing board games. Not just finish, but, it's those moments are invaluable, and I think eventually you making that change will make you happier, and I think that's what it did to us, which has led to everything beyond that down the road.
Yeah.
I mean, the biggest thing I'm taking away from this is you guys made the decision. A lot of people, they don't have, the opportunity. You guys have got the opportunity
totally.
To actually yeah. do it and to yeah, to jump off part. The cliff.
Yeah. Like, that's well, it. And not only that, but like you, yeah, we have to make the decision, but we had so much talking about it to do first. And like, it was that fortunate circumstance where we did have 4 days off camping together, because otherwise our schedules were opposite, you know? So having a deep-seated conversation about your future in like an hour before bedtime, before you both pass out on the couch, is not the easiest thing to do. So the fact that we had 4 days to kind of really marinate in the decision-making process and really kind of talk through the pros and the cons of what this decision would mean for our family, I think was really reflective and really hard to do, but we had that opportunity, which is very lucky at the same time.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty insane that it all happened at that, like, mm-hmm. that
it,
opportunity
it was all
to be
meant,
like, wow,
meant to be the way that it yeah. happened for sure.
Yeah.
It
was a wild, like, but that's it. It's, it's that moment that, I mean, I don't know, like, fate or anything, but you know, you take that leap of faith and like you can be repaid, you know, like it will, like, and I'm not like a religious person or anything like that, I'm just saying, like, sometimes where you take that leap of faith and fucking trust your gut or yeah. go for what you really like, if you really believe in it, like, why not, you know, like, and I feel like that's what we went for.
Oh, and like, I have to say, like, mad props to Sean too, because I've been a chicken shit for years. Like, Sean's been talking about opening up his own place for like 7 years, and I was like, I'm happy working for someone else, I'm happy coasting by, I don't want any responsibility, I don't want to fail, so I don't want to try. And Sean just kept bringing it to the table, and yeah, like, I'm very grateful that he is so confident, because he definitely helps me level out sometimes for that. But yeah, I'm not one of those people that's like, yeah, just jump in and do it. Like, it's
hell
okay.
Yeah.
It takes a lot.
Not a lot of people are.
And I'm grateful that Sean has those cojones.
There you go. Yeah. That means balls, by the way.
Yeah, balls. All of you
Sean's
people
those,
that don't know.
Those big juicy balls. Whoa. Yeah. Here we go. Friday
I have
night.
It's an audio podcast, yeah. right?
No, that's going on Instagram.
On that 1,000%. Note, guys, I'm getting some more wine for later. Give me a second.
That's the teaser clip.
Yeah, exactly.